Kota SA is working with Adelaide Metro on designing an ageism awareness module for transport staff as part of a diversity and inclusion framework. Chief Executive Jane Musserer joins me now to discuss. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jenny.
Why is it important that public transport look at this area and get a little bit of reform?
So the idea of public transport is that it's usable by everybody. And, of course, one of the things that we know often with big systems like public transport is that they're designed with the average consumer in mind, the average user in mind. Of course, you know, the diversity of our population means there's no such thing as the average user. And so and there are some things that require special consideration. So one of the things that we know that older people say is that there is our community, without even knowing it, is often terribly ageist. It discounts the fact that people may need extra help. It discounts that people may not be able to use the digital systems that are attached to using public transport increasingly. And so an awareness of drivers and so forth for around older people and their needs is, you know, really part of that, I guess.
Right. So as part of this framework, you're helping to both help, you know, older people navigate the system, but also training staff to be a little bit more conscious of some of these issues.
Yeah, so there are two parts of the work we're doing for Adelaide Metro, and one is, you know, work with their staff. So a module that they can easily do that checks their own ageism, and it means that they have a heightened consciousness so that they better serve, well, all of their passengers, but in our case, you know, we'll be focusing on older people. And then the second bit is, while lots of older South Australians, particularly in Adelaide metro area, of course, we'd love to see transport extended beyond Adelaide, but across the Adelaide metro area into Mount Barker, for example, it's hard to switch from using a car all your life into a public transport system as we get older. And so more and more older people are choosing to leave a car at home and to use public transport. But it's a really, we hear from people that the new digital systems, working out how to use the timetable, figuring out how, for example, to switch buses or move between buses and trams, those sorts of things require people to, you know, do a bit of a crash course and get some confidence up before they try.
So if people are wanting a little bit of guidance, is that something that Kota SA is able to provide at the moment, or are you sort of working on a strategy right now?
So the first focus will be to develop a module. And so we've got volunteers who then can walk that module out. So we're developing a module for what we call peer educators, so older people teaching other older people. We'll trial that. And then we're very much hoping that we're able to roll that out on a bigger basis. In the meantime, if people do need help or are really confused about public transport, we are always welcoming calls here, and our customer service people at our front desk do our very best to support people through all sorts of confusing bits of life.
Excellent. Do you happen to have that number on you, Jane?
Okay, the number for people to ring us is a 1-800 number, 1-800-182-324. 1-800-182-324.
And you mentioned before that Adelaide Metro pretty much goes to Mount Barker, and that's about as far as it goes in terms of getting to the regions. So I imagine it is a bit of a challenge for people beyond that area and down onto the south coast when it comes to getting around.
So there was a really interesting piece of work done by regional development in the Hills Fleurieu region in 2019 about public transport. And there are a string of recommendations attached to that, but the sorts of things they talked about in their critique of that was that the systems in their area were not well integrated. There was real differentials between price points. That it was easy to get, say, from Adelaide to Mount Barker, but if you wanted to move within the region, much, much harder. And certainly, you know, from our point of view, one of the really important things we can do to support older people to keep active in their community, and indeed to stay as shoppers and volunteers and grandparents and friends, is to make sure that access to public transport is really easy and that we've got adequate transport. So, you know, we really have to fix the fact that our country regions don't offer good, integrated, affordable public transport systems by and large.
And I hear that'll be on your wish list for the election strategy.
Yeah, we're on the verge of releasing our state election platform. And very much in that, we'll be asking for two critical things around transport. One is that the seniors card provides 24/7 access to free public transport. It's a really important part, among other things, of supporting people who don't want to drive anymore to stay mobile. So it's got a road safety element, but also helps people get out and about. So that's really important. But we've also asked the government, both sides of politics have promised for years to do something about better transport systems outside Metro Adelaide.
Jane Masarad, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks.